conductor Peterson's block on cattle, using the zygomatic arch and the orbital crest as landmarks. In the V created by these structures, insert the needle with a slight caudal direction. Once you hit the coronoid process, walk the needle off the cranial edge and advance the needle until you hit bone. Withdraw the needle slightly and administer the nerve block. When doing the transpalpebraline ligation, the eyelids are stitched using a simple continuous suture pattern. Note that the ends are left long for easier manipulation. Stitching the eye in this way isolates any possible infection of the eye from the rest of the head.
Incision through the skin around the eye using the margin of the orbit as a guide. This ensures enough skin remains to seal orbit. Be careful not to cut into the conjunctiva. Note that the medial canthus is to be done last because a major vein is located there.
The eye is undermined using blunt dissection. This is done by pushing the closed end of a blunt tip scissors into the tissue against the orbit, and opening the scissors to separate it. Small snips can be made through tough tissue. During the process, the muscles behind the eye are also cut. Do not cut the optic stalk. Once complete, the finger should be able to pass around the eye.
With a sharp scalpel blade cut through the medial canthus. Operations in a live animal should now be done more quickly as significant bleeding would occur. Using the hemostat, clamp off the entire optic stalk and cut the stalk just in front of that. Ensure tension is not applied along the stalk. Note that this hemostat used here was much too small to clamp the entire stalk. Once the optic stalk has been cut, the eye can now be removed. At the region of the optic stalk, blue ink used in the practice Peterson's block can be seen. The block was indeed administered in the correct location.
When closing the orbit, gauze is used to place pressure inside the orbit for a few minutes before stitching. Ensure to take note of how many pieces of gauze were used. Proceed to closing the orbit using a simple continuous suture pattern. Once halfway through, remove all the gauze from the orbit to avoid future infection, then complete the stitch.
Finally, horizontal mattress sutures are then put in to increase apposition at the incision site, while also allowing it to act like a contact bandage over the orbit. This allows for better and more aesthetic healing of the site. The site should be carefully pressed to check for and close any leaking areas. This is to be done with simple interrupted suture patterns.